Amen. Well, God bless you tonight. Certainly good to see you. Thank you for coming. And thank you for your worship to the Lord. Amen. Thank you for your worship to the Lord tonight. Take your Bibles, stand with me, and find Psalms 92. You stand one more time tonight, and then you can sit down for the rest of the night. Amen. Psalms 92 tonight. I want to talk to you tonight. I just want to kind of teach. I don't really have a sermon, but I just want to talk to you tonight on this thought or this subject. Being grateful is a good thing. Amen. Being grateful is a good thing. I want to try to build on that tonight. Look with me in Psalms 92. I want to read verse 1. So we think about the Thanksgiving season. The writer says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Heavenly Father, thank you for this crowd who have come to worship you. I realize and I understand that where two or three are gathered together in your name, then you are in the midst. And so, Father, we honor you and we thank you for your presence here. I pray now that you would anoint me to be able to do what you've sent me here to do. Father, enable me to feed the sheep, to give them nourishment from your word, that they may grow thereby. And so speak to us in such a way that all of us will be able to understand it, to live it out every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I believe that there are many spirits that roams the face of this earth. Amen. I believe that there are many fallen spirits that seek to control the lives and the hearts of people on this earth. I say that because the Bible says that when the devil fell from heaven, or when he was kicked out of heaven, that he did not fall alone. But there were many angels that he drug down with him. And so I believe that there are many spirits that's roaming the face of the earth that's seeking to influence and to control your heart and your mind and your life. I believe one of those spirits is the spirit of ingratitude. I believe that this spirit comes from the devil. I believe that it is one of his fallen demons that work in his kingdom and works on the hearts of mankind. Because out of all that the devil don't want us to do, one of the things is that he do not want us to magnify and glorify and give thanks to the God who created us and saved us. It is a spirit that seeks to keep people from rejoicing, from being grateful, for being thankful for anything that God does in their lives. I believe that there are some people right around us who walk in this spirit. It is a spirit, listen, it is a spirit that no matter what God does, regardless of how good God has been to them, how much favor God has shown them, they're never happy. And they're never satisfied with what the Lord does. It's a spirit of ingratitude. It's a spirit of ingratitude. It is a spirit, and it looks for the opportunity to latch on to you and to latch on to me. So listen, so that we will live our entire lives and we never recognize, we never appreciate what God has done on our behalf. Amen. This verse, this Psalm 92, tells us something that either most people don't know or they have forgotten. It tells us that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing his praises. I looked up this phrase, a good thing. And what it means, it means a proper thing. It means a right thing. It means a thing that all of us ought to desire. Every single one of us ought to be praying. We ought to be praying and seeking God to open our eyes and to fill our hearts with real, genuine attitude for what he or for who he is and for what he's done. It literally means, listen, the good thing, it literally means it's beneficial. You see, what God is saying to you and I tonight, he's saying that there are benefits that come our way when we live in a spirit of praise and thanksgiving to him. And so my challenge tonight, real simple, is to try to help us to understand why it's a good thing. What makes giving thanks to God and singing praises to him such a good thing? The Bible don't say a whole lot about good things. Whenever God uses this phrase right here, you can believe that whatever God is about to say is very important to him, and it ought to be important to us. And so what I want to do, I want to give you five reasons why I believe, based on what I know about the word of God, five reasons why it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Five reasons why it's a good thing to sing praises to the God who have created us and saved us. Number one, here's the first one. I'm not going to come in on them much. I just want to give them to you and let you think about them. Let you stew over them. Here's number one. Being thankful and praising God is a form of protection against bitterness, discouragement, and worry. It's a form of protection. Listen, God says it's a good thing because, listen, when you and I are operating in the spirit of thanksgiving and we recognize what God is doing in our lives and we recognize how good God has been, listen, it serves as a protection against other spirits that want to invade our lives. Bitterness, worry, discouragement. Listen, you show me a person who is really, truly thankful for the good that God has shown them, and I'll show you a person who's full of joy, who's full of hope, who's full of peace. But you show me a person who is never thankful. They don't appreciate nothing God do for them. And every time you see them, they look like they've been sucking on lemons and they never got any good thing to say. They're always bitter. They're always full of anger and frustration, because thanksgiving is a safeguard. It's a safeguard against other spirits that want to invade your life. Let me just tell you something. Listen, make this real clear. Either you and I are walking in a spirit of gratitude and worship, or we're walking in a spirit of ingratitude that brings a lot of other spirits with it. You remember Jesus told a parable about this man who cleaned his house. He cleaned his house and he got rid of all of the bad stuff that was in it, all of the evil spirits that was in it, but he didn't fill it with anything else. That spirit left that house and stayed gone for a while. He heard that the house was empty. So this spirit came back, but not only did he come back, he brought seven other spirits with him that was worse than he was. When we walk in, listen to me, listen. When we walk in a spirit of ingratitude, it opens the door for other stuff. You know why some people are jealous and they're envious and they covet you and they covet what God is doing in your life? Because they're not thankful for what God's done in their life. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. Listen, I think I want this, Brother Dan. I'm not sure I want this, but I think I want this. I think I would like to have a church of 300. Now, you do understand with a church of 300 folks means you got 300 problems. More like 600. I think I want that. But let me tell you what I can honestly tell you. I'm never envious and I'm never jealous and I'm never bitter about what God is doing in somebody else's ministry. Let me tell you what I understand. I understand that God knows what I can handle at this season in my life. Listen, listen. Thankfulness is a safeguard against other spirits. It's hard for the devil to get in and get control of a man who's always thanking God for what he's done. Lord, I thank you for the steak. I thank you for the beans. I thank you for the bread. I thank you for the water. I'm just thankful, Lord. Person who ain't thankful, I promise you, listen to me, you open the door for other things in your life. That's why I teach husbands and I teach wives, whatever you do in your marriage, let your spouse know you appreciate them. Amen. Amen. She might burn the biscuits. Amen. Listen, there's something that is protected about a heart that is filled with thanksgiving. Heart that is filled with praise for the Lord. That's the first one. That's number one. Here's the second one. Being thankful is a good thing because it protects us from us. I want you to think about that for just a minute. Being thankful and walking in a spirit of praise and worship for who God is and for what God has done helps protect us from us. Let me tell you something that can very easily happen to any of us. We can get filled with pride. We can get filled with arrogancy. Listen, we can start taking credit and glory for things that God has done in our lives and place it on our own selves. When I'm thankful, let me tell you what, listen. When you're operating in a spirit of thanksgiving and when you're operating in a spirit of praise, let me tell you what it does. It takes the focus off of you and put it on the one who rightfully deserves it. I want you to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter, I'm sorry, chapter 15. Let's look in chapter 15. First Samuel chapter 15. I want to give you a little background as to what's happening here. God has anointed Saul to be king over Israel. He blessed Saul. He promoted Saul. He gave Saul favor with the people around him. And he sent Saul and the army of Israel on one little errand. He said, I want you to go. And I want you to destroy all of the Amalekites. Kill everything. Don't bring nothing back. They are wicked people. They are rebellious people. I just simply want you to destroy everything. Saul and Israel, rather than obeying the word of God, they compromised the word of God. Let me tell you something. Listen, compromising will cost you dearly. When God gives you a command, listen, not only do you have the responsibility of carrying it out, but you have the responsibility of carrying it out the way God said do it. So Israel goes down. Saul leads the army down. They get down to the Amalekites, and rather than destroying everything like God said, they destroyed what they couldn't use, and they brought back what they thought they could use. And I want you to see how God responded to it. God sends the prophet Samuel in verse 16. Samuel meets with Saul, and this is what Samuel said. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stand here, and I will tell you what the Lord have to say to you this night." And he said, "Say on unto him." Verse 17. And Samuel said, watch this. "When you was little in your own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed you king over Israel." I want you to go back in this verse, and I want you to see those first few words. When you were little in your own eyes. You know why Saul didn't do what God told him to do? Was because Saul had got too big for his own britches. He began to take credit for the victories that he had experienced by the grace of God for himself. Thanksgiving, worship, praising God. Listen, it's a form of protection against ourselves. And I think about, listen to me, I think about how many people you meet that's got it going on. They got no time for worship. They got no praise for God. They got no thanksgiving to God. And if you push them, they'll tell you, "I'm a self-made man. I got where I got by my own hard work. I accomplished what I accomplished because of my wisdom, because of my education." The Bible says that every good thing and every good gift come down from God. When I'm thankful, listen to me. When I'm walking, not just listen, Charlotte, God is not caught up with the words that come out of our mouths. God looks at the condition of our hearts. And there are a lot of people that are saying thank you with their mouth, but their hearts are far from it. But when I'm walking in an attitude and a spirit of thanksgiving, listen to me, it helps keep me humble. It helps keep me dependent upon God. It helps me to understand that I'm not all of that, and that I couldn't be the man that I am were it not for the grace of God upon my life. That's number two. Here's the third one. Being thankful helps produce in us other godly qualities. I really like that one. Being thankful. Listen, when you're walking in a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving, it helps produce other godly qualities in your life. Listen, when you're thankful, you also run into joy. When you're thankful, there is some peace in your heart. Listen, when you're thankful, you can rest in a spirit of contentment. May not have what Ryan got, but I got everything that God wants me to have. Listen, when you're thankful, there is some joy and some peace in your life. But an unthankful person, an ungrateful person, I don't care what you do, how you turn it, how you fix it, when you give it, they won't find joy in it. It won't be long for the complaining. It produces other things in our lives. It produces other qualities. I think the reason why there are so many of us who have no joy, we have no peace, we have no fulfillment, it's because we have no gratitude for what God has done. Here's number four. I told y'all this is going to be simple. I didn't tell you it was going to be quick. Here's number four. When I walk in a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude is well pleasing to God. It honors God, Miss Dot. Listen, it honors God. It pleases God. It glorifies God. It puts a smile on God's face. When I'm just thankful. I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful because I understand and I realize that, listen, though I may not have what I want, thank you, God, that you give me what I need. It pleases God. Turn with me to Psalm 100 real quick. Look at Psalm 100. Look at Psalm 100. I want to just read this whole five verses. And I really want you to let this sink into your spirit. Verse number one, he said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Then he says, "Enter into his church with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endure to all generations." You know what the psalmist there really tell us? He tell us how we ought to come to church. Amen. He tells us what we ought to clothe ourselves with when we walk in those doors. We ought not wait till they start playing the music on this thing. We ought to come in with a song in our hearts. We ought to come in counting our blessings as difficult as it may be. "Oh, Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you. Listen, my children made it home last night. Listen, I thank you for my grand. Listen, I thank you for..." We're coming in with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're coming in with a praise in our lips. Go to Psalms 107. Look at Psalms 107. We just want to look at one verse. Look at verse 22. Look at verse 21. Look at verse 21. Verse 21. Look at verse 21. Psalms 107, verse 21. Everybody got it? Amen. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." And then verse 22. "And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let me just break some news to you. Listen, the little money, the little tithe that we gave the Lord this morning or tonight, it already belonged to him. It was his before it was in your pocket. And if he desires, he can get it out your pocket. What is it that the Lord really wants out of his people? He wants gratefulness. He wants us to look back over our lives and see how good he's been to us and humble ourselves and say, "Lord, thank you. Thank you." Not just with our lips, but to thank him with our lives and to thank him with our hearts. Here's the final thing tonight. Why it's a good thing to be thankful. Because not only does it please the Lord, but it blesses people around you. It blesses people around you. I'm amazed at what happens in me when I get around people who are truly thankful and appreciative of the goodness of God in their lives. Because what happens here, listen, as they're experiencing the goodness of God and they know that they're experiencing the goodness of God, they tend to pour out some of their goodness from God in my life. Amen. Bless his people around you. I tell you all the time, Solid Rock, listen to me. Nobody wants to be around people who murmur and complain and never have anything good to say. Amen. I just be honest with you. Preaching is hard enough. I ain't ever did anything in my life that's harder than preaching. Never. And if you got to come and complain all the time and sit like you never experienced none of the goodness of God, you would almost do me a favor if you just didn't come. I'm not being mean. I'm not being cruel. But listen to me. If the goodness of God hadn't changed your life, there's nothing I can do up here that'll change your mind. And so like I said, sometimes people come and they sit like, stir me if you can. Make me happy if you can. And folks, if you can't look back over your life and see all of the good that God has done for you, I can't help you. But oh God, when you got 10 or 12 or 20 or 30 people who know that they've been blessed and they know that God's been good to them and they know that it was out of his grace that he showed them his goodness, it's a joy to be around folks like that. And you bless other people. You bless other people. David was a blessing to Israel because David knew what God had brought him through. He knew the goodness of God, and he didn't go a day without saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why is it important? Those are five reasons. I'm sure there are others. Amen. It's a good thing, folks. Listen to me. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name. I hope we figure that out before Jesus come back. Amen. You stand with me tonight. Father, how thankful and how grateful we are that you are so willing to continue showing us your goodness, even when we don't appreciate it. Thank you, Father. I pray tonight that there's one here who needs to be saved, that needs to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. Father, tonight would be the night.